This is WUWM's Lena Tran. It's a Thursday night in the back of Neighborhood Kitchen on the north side of Milwaukee. And it's hot. The wok is crackling and the staff of SapSap is stressed. They're behind on orders. Chef Alex Hanasakta shakes the wok and turns smoked brisket on the grill. He moved to Milwaukee last summer after closing his Lao restaurant in Mount Pleasant.
I felt like I lost my passion for cooking just because of the daily grind of the restaurant. You know, dealing with customers, staff. I legit got burnt out.
So SapSap will do private dinners, events, pop-ups like tonight's, which is how it got its start. There's a brisket fried rice on the menu, plus lemongrass wings and house-made Lao sausage, stuffed with galangal and lime leaves.
We're revisiting that old pop-up model that always worked for us. It was always fun. And I feel like this spreads our brand a little more and kind of gets our story out there.
The pop-ups are all about Southeast Asian barbecue, the kinds of meals Hanasakta's parents had in the backyard when he was growing up in Burlington, Wisconsin. Smoked meats, funky chili sauces, sticky rice. This chapter of SapSap is called Ubon. That's the refugee camp in Thailand where Hanasakta was born, after his parents escaped Laos in the fallout of what's called the Secret War. And that story of the American-led civil war that pushed Lao families like his to the U.S. is what he's always wanted to share.
Ubon was a refugee camp that most of the Lao people stayed in, one of them anyways. And this is kind of like a homage to the upbringing, then my mom's story, and kind of like the story of Lao refugees, but not even just Lao refugees, but refugees in general.
Growing up in white, small-town Wisconsin, Hanasakta always got ignorant questions.
Where's Laos? Who are you? Hmong? Are you this? Are you that?
Food is his way of setting the story straight and spotlighting the resilience and burdens of refugees.
And there's a storyline that goes behind that. What America does is they go into other countries and they create these civil wars and they pull out. And, you know, Viet refugees, Lao refugees are kind of there to fend for themselves. So it's like the ultimate betrayal. But then we come here to a better lifestyle. And it's like, okay, like history is so complicated, you know.
Supporting veterans like his father has always been a part of SapSap's story. This chapter is no different. A new venture will sell compostable plates made of Lao palm leaves. Proceeds will go to a Wausau-based nonprofit. SapSap Ubon just released a schedule for April events, and online pre-orders are encouraged. Lena Tran, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.